I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, the whole program goes to the dogs. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill.
Dolphins guard Richie Incognito is serving an indefinite suspension for his treatment of teammate Jonathan Martin, who checked himself into a hospital for emotional distress. Some players have stood behind Incognito. Other people have pointed out his history. He's been disciplined for being out of control throughout his college and pro career. What do you make of all this?
It's time for football, capital F, in all its guises to reevaluate its culture, because I think society's reaching a critical mass at this point. What has gone on in Miami, not merely what happened to Jonathan Martin, but the aftermath in which people are lining up behind this career thug who put him in the hospital, is a perfect window into the problems with turning human beings into a commodity the way football does it. It is inexplicable to me that people would defend this guy. Absolutely inexplicable to me. It's really time for football to reevaluate itself, to check itself before it wrecks itself.
What do you think the chances are that something along those lines happens, starting from the top of the NFL going on down?
Well, it's got to be the corporate side of the NFL that does it, because it's the corporate side that recognizes what's happening to the brand now. But it's also got to bubble up from the lowest levels, too. This stuff has got to be not tolerated in junior high and high school at places where junior high and high school football matter.
The University of Oregon has lost only two games during the past two seasons, and they've both been to Stanford. What does the Cardinal have over the Ducks?
The Cardinal is able to slow down the hurry-up Oregon offense long enough to get a lead and then make Oregon play from behind, and Oregon doesn't do that very well.
Charlie, the NCAA issued a new rule interpretation last month, and this allows athletes to sign with schools even sooner than they could previously do that. LSU took advantage of that rule this week to sign quarterback Brandon Harris. LSU is now bound to honor their agreement to provide a scholarship to Harris, but Mr. Harris can still change his mind and go wherever he wants. Can this actually be an NCAA rule that favors the student-athlete instead of the school?
Well, let's see what happens the first time somebody like Brandon Harris decides he's not going to honor the deal he made with LSU, and then I'll let you know.
Anthony Bennett was the NBA's number one draft pick earlier this year, but he hasn't exactly been a scoring machine in the early going. It took Mr. Bennett five games to score 5 points for the Cleveland Cavaliers. This suggests, perhaps, that he's not the next LeBron.
Yeah, he was the fifth rookie since 1985 to start a career scoreless through his first four games. His chances of catching LeBron are a little bit dimmer than they were before the season started.
The New York Knicks have become the most recent team to decline to offer a job to Jason Collins. Collins is a 34-year-old journeyman, but he's also the first active athlete in one of the four major sports to announce that he is gay. Is that why he doesn't have a job in the NBA?
One hopes not, but it makes you wonder, for example, the New York Knicks don't have a center, and Tyson Chandler just broke his leg. And why the Knicks would pass on Jason Collins if it wasn't because he became the first out gay player in the NBA is a mystery to me.
In other New York Knicks news, team owner James Dolan has an unusual strategy for turning the team around. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's called being an idiot, Bill.
He doesn't have a monopoly on that.
No, but it's expressing itself in interesting ways. Now, I don't know why, maybe to keep the Knicks from being distracted in their huddles when they're drawing up the plays that they will fail to execute, he's decided to tell the Knick dancers not to dance during timeouts. That will turn things right around.
On Friday, the Florida Panthers general manager Dale Tallon fired coach Kevin Dineen and his two assistants, but Tallon doesn't seem to be finished. Who goes next, the Popcorn Hawkers?
I have no idea. He says it's easier to fire a coach than fire 23 players, but they're going to make as many changes as they can. He says, we want people that want to be Panthers, and if they don't want to be Panthers, we'll accommodate them.
What if they want to be Bruins?
What if they want to be Maple Leafs, you know? What if they want to be Avalanches?
New York City's newly elected mayor Bill de Blasio has not hidden the fact that he's a Boston Red Sox fan. Do you suppose he was upfront about that during the campaign because he feared that otherwise his opponent would leak the information minutes before the polls open?
I don't know, but he's a bold fellow, isn't he? I expect to see him throwing out the first pitch at Fenway next year.
Well, he can if he wants to. He's mayor of New York. All right. Four teams remain in the Major League Soccer playoffs.
Really?
The Rail, Salt Lake, the Portland Timbers, the Houston Dynamo, and Sporting KC all play this weekend. And then the conference finals will be put on hold for 13 days to accommodate FIFA's international schedule. That seems like a bit of bad planning, wouldn't you say?
Well, it's an indication that MLS remains a minor league in the world universe of soccer, because FIFA will always trump it. And if they won't, they'll buy the judges, and then the judges will trump it.
On Thursday, a Russian rocket was launched, and aboard were three astronauts and the Sochi Olympic torch. Gee, I hope they get it back in time for the opening ceremonies in February.
Well, let's be real clear. It's not on fire. Okay, because you can't send fire, open flame into space. It's a bad idea.
What if it's sticking out the front?
Then it would just go out because the wind would, you know. Apparently, they're going to take it on a spacewalk. And then they're going to bring it back to Earth on Monday, just in time for it to go to Sochi. But, you know, I hope that, you know, maybe there'll be some, you know, strange alien thing that will cling to it and we'll spread the light of brotherhood over Russia. But I'm not betting that way.
I hope it's the light of brotherhood that gets spread. Okay, it's quiz time. This week, a golfer hit a ball from Europe to Asia. Who was he and how did he do that?
It was Tiger Woods, and he hit the ball across the Bosporus Bridge, which connects Europe and Asia, and he apparently did not shank it into Australia.
I assume it bounced a couple of times on the bridge.
Oh, hey, listen, he only used the fairway wood, Bill, so it couldn't have been that far.
Okay. Coaches are fired for all sorts of reasons other than because they haven't won. Randall Burbach, late the football coach at Corbett Middle School in Portland, Oregon, got canned this week. What did he do to rile up various parents and school administrators?
At his annual team banquet at Hooters.
Middle school,
yes. And I can only imagine the flood tide of hormones that went on as soon as the Corbett Middle School players entered the Hooters for the first time. And he's not going to change the venue, and he got fired. And this is what he says: "Not allowing myself to be bullied by a vocal minority is the war I want to win. It's the only war I can win right now."
And Hooters is headquarters.
And Hooters is his GHQ for this offensive. And I do mean offensive.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among many other places. And he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.